Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Workforce Podcast. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. Yes, this week I am definitely back. Every one of you that has broadcast and you're doing your own thing out there, make sure you continue to come back, because you always have haters out here that don't want you to come back. There's always friction. Okay, I would like to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I hope that what I spoke of last week carries you through the week this week. Okay, I would like to thank all of my followers, all of my listeners. Thank you so much. And y'all know what I'm about to say next. I want to thank you, Snooper, because you make the world go round. So you think you do anyway. But as always, I would like to say this show is not to irritate anyone. It's not to make anyone angry. I am not in competition with anyone. I don't need to be. See, when you bring up competition, that's in your mind. See, that person is a threat to you. I don't view anybody as a threat to me. So I want you to get that in your head. I would like to bring up Indian givers this week. Indian giver. It is not always someone who gives you something and takes it back. It's sometimes someone who has given some and regret that they have given it to you, and they really can't take it back. They can't take it back for anything. They just keep on and on, hitting around. I've had a situation this week where I was having a talk with someone, and they were really, you know, they were talking about a vehicle that was given up, but they didn't say nothing about the vehicle on hand. All they said that they were going to do that in the morning, press they were going to give some to, was their people. And I listened to them. And I'm thinking, you know, this makes no sense. Since the person didn't ask for this gift, they didn't ask for it, but they're promising to bring more, and you're going to say this all of a sudden. Guess what? The word said was they didn't ask for it. So you must have been expecting something in return. And that's always the thing. Nothing in this world is free. It's always a catch. You're going to always owe. Don't expect to get anything for free. Because if you do, you better watch out. The walls are going to fall in on you, the sky, and everything else. That's the first thing. Well, this is the season that everybody gets hot and angry. Oh, I'm sorry. I had me a drink. Strawberry soda. Okay, now, everybody gets angry, and they get angry over many things. Some people get angry over things that happened in the past. If someone brings it up, see, some things that happen to us leaves a scar, and that scar never, ever goes away. And you build it up. You hold it back, and you hold it back, and the least little thing will set it off. But what I'm saying this day right here is that you need to stop holding things back. Yes, some things are going to stay right there. But be very careful, because you have people that cannot shut up. You have people that love to open their mouth. They know that scar is there. You have enemies out there that know that you do not like them, that you hate them, and they're still speaking and waving and everything. And that's only making it worse. It's just a reminder. You know, you have to realize the sign of when you have to move on. You got to move on. Move out of the area. Move out of the town. Because everything is already been arranged. You have been through so much in one place. Yes, it's fine. Move on. Move on with your life. Life is too short to be sitting there taking this mess. Okay, everyone. This is a blessed day for many people. You know, I say Happy Mother's Day to the ones that don't have their mother. And don't, you know, haven't seen their mother. What I'm seeing right here is all these grudges, words of hatred that you use towards your mother or your daughter every single day. It's got to be stopped. You don't know when your time is up. And if you're in a situation where, you know, that you're just not speaking to them, if it's that bad that they can't come near you, you know, just think of the good times, if there were any. Think of those good times that you had with your mother, or with your daughter, with your family, at least. No, it's just here one day and gone the next. Well, we're going to get into a little bit more. Oh, this goes into criticism. Do you know that criticism can be pondered? Yes, criticism can be pondered. And I'll tell you why I say that. I'm going to use family A and family B as an example. Everything's going normal in your household. Nobody ever criticizes anybody. The criticism comes up. You're too fat. You're a victim and you're turning into a big mess. Well, usually that type of conduct comes from the West. Because if it was from the East, it would be from the positive. So this is something new that I want to bring up to some of you. That criticism is the first sign of somebody trying to tear your house apart. If you're grudging towards one another, yes, that's somebody trying to tear your home apart. If everyone is starting to agree with anything. I mean, all people are not going to agree. But when you don't agree on anything, it's a sad situation. And if this is an Haitian voodoo, all kinds of magic. Yeah, you can even work somebody over by demonology. And this trick is something that's laid at the set. If you get what I'm saying. Some people don't watch what, you know, what they're doing. Watch where they're stepping. Look at the ground sometimes, not all the time. Don't look down all the time. Do it. Practice it before you leave to go to work or whatever you're doing. If this is going on in your home, that soil is not going to look like the other soil in your yard. That's something I had to say. I'm not going to go into detail of any more of it, but that was just there to, you know, kind of open your minds up. And another thing, if you have children, keep a close eye on them. Smaller ones. Sometimes you have to keep your eye on the bigger ones, but the smaller ones, the things that they do, can lead you to what they're about to do. Now, I'm not going to bring up any example, but watch it. It can really lead you to something that happened in their past that you don't know about. That's called acting out.
Now, for this third season, the pollen is high. I'm switching off. The pollen is high, but it's a good time, and it's not too late to plant your herb garden. There are many herbs that we have in our yard, front and back, that we don't know will help us. But if you just love to plant herbs, this is a great time to do it. I always speak of lavender. I always speak of thyme, coriander. Yes, those are the things that would do best at this time. Accusations. We're going into relationships again. When you steadily accuse and accuse, wait a minute, let me switch it around. If you're with somebody that's accusing you of doing things all the time, you watch it. Watch it very closely, because one that accuses all the time is one that's doing things all the time. And watch somebody that can't keep their word. They may not have promised you something, but if they can't keep their word on anything, then they're not worth being with at all. I'm sorry. Everything paused. Okay. Now, when people are disappointed in their love lives, they tend to take it out on everybody else. That's not the way to do it. It's the other person's fault, not your family, not the ones that you have to live around every single day. I know that your heart hurts for whatever they did. They may not be coming around. They may have said something that hurt your feelings. You may have seen something, but there's no reason to take it out on your family. What you do with this, you pull close to your family. Those are the ones that are there. They'll always be there. Huh? Men and women, they come and go. But your family is the one that's always there. Okay. Let's talk more about a little bit of magic and conjure. All right. People don't understand that when we work, with different things. No two are alike. There may be some things, but not all things. Now, as it was thrown in one person's face, or that we went to that person, and they did this, they did that. They crossed up work if they have gone to another worker. And that's the way I feel about it. If they have gone elsewhere, then they screwed. So my advice here is to listen very carefully to this. If you feel that one worker is better than the other, you go to the one that you think is best. Go to the one that you feel comfortable with. Because if you waste time, if you waste all time, bad things could come to you. Mm-hmm. Someone this week. You know, we're good people, the majority of us. And if you knew of the things that we have to do in order to help you, you wouldn't say a mumbling word. This goes for clients that feel like they got money to spare and go to a worker and see, let me see if this was the worker that messed me up. But you don't really know if you messed up or not. But you go there, and they already know why you're there. Okay. Second of all, try to bribe. Bring that work on your side. That is not going to work because they already know what you did. All right. Try to woo the worker. Speak with the worker, whether it's a man or woman. That's not going to work because sooner or later, a fireball is coming at you. Then it is this. Trying to get smart and snappy. We are not
the ones to get smart and snappy with. You don't know who you're messing with. See, in this kind of work, you need to know everything. You need to know witchcraft to be or not. You need to know everything. How are you to fight anything off that's real big if you're not up on your game? There's a lot of jealousy going on out here. I feel it very heavy. And there's no reason to be jealous. Number one, the world does not revolve around you. Now, I'm glad that I brought that up. The world does not revolve around you. I'm just checking. Okay, we have a few more minutes here. You know, things are not as they seem. Everything that looks good is not good. That looks good is not, it's not good. It's nice to analyze things. I know some workers charge for reading, but the majority of us don't. I know that I don't, because I'm happy to give you information whenever you need it. Anyway, I'm getting off of that because that makes me angry. It makes me very angry to think that people go out to restaurants, they go on vacation and everything, but still they're trying to miss a worker. Oh, let's talk about that Eight of Chesapeake with that street fact. Let's say this woman owes over $2,000 and it's not because she wasn't paying. She was paying, but she wasn't paying all of it. Lying. 10, 20, 40, 60. You know, it all adds up within time. And that's why some people's work does not come out to what it's supposed to be, because you're cheating, cheating, and cheating. Psalm 37. The righteous, no, the evil borrows and never repays, but the righteous gives. But the righteous gives. So what is that saying? All that you do, things like that, is coming right back to you. You're going to lose even more. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm laid back today. And just relaxing. That's why I'm pausing so much, because I want to get everything through correctly. I don't want to give insufficient information. Now, someone told me to bring up something about a sending back ritual. Yes, there's a ritual to be done, but the trick is sharp objects and jars. And I'm not going to say what else is added to it, but you need to speak with your worker, because I'm not going to tell you something that's going to blow up in your face. You have to talk to the one that is working with you. Now, I cannot get enough of this strawberry soda. I'm sorry, y'all. Okay. Now, let's go into setting our lights. If you're working with a candle, a glass case candle, 7-day candle, there's a certain way that you set your light. And I would say that that's more for the worker than for the client. But if you are doing it, you need to listen carefully to your worker, because even with that, you can mess yourself up. I'm bringing up the setting of the light. There's a certain way that you set your light. Sometimes you have to rotate your light. So let's move from that to putting something with the light. on your altar. Of course, your lights are going to be on your altar. But whatever you put up there is for the attraction of what you're trying to do. And, you know, in your home, it should be things that will clear and will bring good things to you. I know some don't understand that. I bet that wasn't saying it in voodoo swap shop online. Voodoo Chronicles. Get on board. Let's write the brew. Let's go as a teacher. I know that there's some teachers out here that dabble in this too. I'm going to say it again. Do not take your personal problems to school and take it out on somebody's child. You don't know what the parents deal with either. And like any loving parent, loving mother, father, whatever, they're going to come back at you. They're coming back at you, Paul, if you mess with their child. Every day you have to call the parent and tell them this child did this, this child did that. Correct. In reality, this child is doing all these things. You're doing this because you're having a hard time at home. You're having a hard time with your husband. You're having a hard time with your wife. But see, what I'm saying from this time is the woman teacher. They're having a hard time at home with getting me. And you brought your problems to school. Well, you have screwed up. You screw up when you do this. And your butt will be burned. I'm sorry, I almost said something. But your butt will be burned sooner or later. Sooner is what I see. If you don't love children, you shouldn't teach. That's what I say. And everybody who has children out there, you really, again, keep your eye on your children. I try to talk to some of my clients about that, and they're talking about everything all over the world. Okay, keep your eye on this. I see a pregnancy coming. I see drug addiction coming. And they're talking about everything. And my child is church. My child do this and after school. My child do that. Not listening. And then in a few months, they're crying and calling with a problem. Yeah, the pregnancy occurred. They're on drugs. And expect a miracle. You don't know how special your child is. And children out here, they have been so cool to your parents. You don't know how special your parents is. Spend more time with each other. We don't have much of that. Everybody say, I have all the time in the world. No, you don't. No, you don't. That's why I say it's time to make a change now, not later. Okay. I think that I have given that speech long enough. I just wanted to let you know how things are, because people forget. People really forget how things are and how cold this world can be. There is some bright spots. But it's good to always be careful in what you're doing. I gave you time to think about that one. Be careful with what you're doing. So, let's go to sending people to the wrong places or going to the wrong places. There are those of us that are good out here. And we tell you, please don't go to this place. Please don't go to that place. We sing the song all the time. You're still doing it, and you don't think it. We know. We know. And you all know that we know when things start happening in your household that you don't want to happen. When people start growling at each other, wanting to fight, when the neighbors start coming at you, you know. Oops, she found out. Or he found out. They found out. There are groups that work together too. So don't be alarmed.
you know, and I'm Northern State. Exactly where we are, Northern State. They seem to try to know every little thing and don't know anything. That's the depression. No, the walk. William the Wall, who seems to know everything. This person says they got everything under their control, but they don't. And people like this lash out because they are miserable. Yes, people lash out because they're miserable. That's how so many people get voodoo. Because the other person is miserable, they have seen you around, and it looks like that you're doing more than they're doing. So they want to bring you down. But this person I mentioned, this is a person, no, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. Well, that person will meet his match one day, and he'll be told how wrong he is. More than likely, he'll be scared to death by then. So I'm going to explain myself. Yes, I will be doing this every Sunday. If there's a change, I will let everybody know. I'm going to start. I haven't done it for once. But I'm going to start accepting callers into the show who have questions about the topics and who have questions about situations in their lives. You're welcome to call, but you can't call. Let's see, if you call this Sunday, you have to wait 6 months before you call again. That's giving everybody a chance to call in. I have to be fair. If I take calls from certain people and take over 15 to 20 minutes each time, then that's not giving anybody a chance. And when you call in, you will not be on for a long time. You will ask your question, I will answer it, and then you will go on. That's how that works. People have gotten upset because, no, I haven't answered any because I have had about the same number every single Sunday, but at last 7 or 8 months. And I had to come up with a solution to this, and this is the solution. Now, it was written in a post and everywhere, so you should know by now. So, lucky flowers. I'm getting off of the wax people, the lucky flowers. Yes, red roses, gardenias, lavender, in an orange plant. That's lucky. Even in primrose, pimento, they can be used. I love my herbs and my flowers. I know that there's more to this. But I have a few seconds left. I love you all. I love my successful family. I love you all so much. And to the rest of you, Happy Mother's Day, and I will be speaking to you on next Sunday, as promised. So as for now, goodbye. No, haha, fooled you, I'm not gone. Anyway, now, I hope that you carry every word that I have said on this lovely Sunday with you throughout the week, during this day, people sit there and think, I love you all. I'm going for real this time. Bye-bye.